Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ was born. My shepherds kept their watching.
Give God a hand clap of praise. Did we come to have service today? Are we really happy that God was born in this world for us? Well, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. This should be the morning I don't have to pump nor prime nor ask you to praise God. Amen. Amen. Because we're not here to be entertained. Amen. We come to tell him thank you for all that you've done, amen, because all that I am and all that I have, I understand that it is you who made it possible. Somebody ought to give God some praise in here. Amen, amen. I called the worship scripture today, come from Psalms 19, and verse 12 says, who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuousness. Sins, and let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgressions. Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father God, we come to you this morning to say thank you, Master. We've entered into your courts today, Lord God, to sup with you. We come today, Lord God, to be in your presence. And we thank you now for you being here with us today. For today is the day that we have set aside, Lord God. Lord God, to come to worship your holy name and to offer up thanks, offer up praise, offer up worship for all that you have done for us. And we pray, Master, that while we're here, that you not only sup with us, but you share with us some powerful things that we can hold on to that'll keep us during the week. We ask now these blessings in your son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, we know that this Sunday is the fourth Sunday of Advent, and when we talk about Advent today, we want to talk about love. Y'all know that's my big thing, love, because when God birthed his son into the world, he birthed what? Love into the world. And the one way that you can know that someone truly is a Christian is that they know how to love. Amen? Not how to read the scriptures properly, not how to quote the scriptures properly. Because you got people who can quote the scriptures back and forth, but have no true love in their heart. How you know that, Reverend? Because Satan knows the Bible. He knows the Bible back and forth. Just because you can quote the scriptures or read the scriptures or understand the scriptures don't mean that you are a Christian. But if you have love in your heart, that is what makes you a Christian. Amen? Amen. Now, in the book it says, now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Now we'll light the candle. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come to you today to say thank you, Master. Thank you for this season where we can truly sit down, truly take time out to understand all that you have actually done for us. The birth of love into this world, the birth of your child into this world. For you loved us so much that you sent him to die on the cross for us. So we say thank you. We thank you now not only for the love that he has given unto us, but the love that we can share with one another. And we pray, Master, that as we leave these four walls today, that we go knowing that it was love and not anything else. Lord God, that you were sharing with us when you sent your son. We ask now these blessings in your son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Amen. We'll now have our opening hymn, hymn 199. Let's all please stand.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful.
Oh,
Father God, we come to you this morning, Master, to say thank you. For we are delighted, we are excited. And because this is the time, Master, where we say thank you for Jesus. So we come today with praise on our lips, joy in our hearts. And for when we look out, Lord God, over our lives, we can see all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. And Master, we ought to be able to say thank you. Because you didn't give us just one gift. You continue to give us gift day after day. And so we come to say thank you. Lord God, our lips and our hearts and our minds, Lord God, and our soul, we are ready to shout his name. And because he came that we may have life and that we may have life more abundantly. So we say thank you. We thank you now for this Christmas, Master, because, Master, you brought us all through this year. Master, when things got rough, you brought us. When things got dark, you brought us. Master, when we couldn't see our way, you pulled us through. So we come this morning to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, because we know all these things were done and capable because Jesus decided that he will be born into this earth, that he may take upon himself our sins and take upon himself our punishment. So we come this morning and say, thank you, Master. Thank you for such an awesome gift, for it truly is the gift that keeps on giving. So we come to say thank you. It is Jesus' name we praise you for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord God, I'm getting excited, Master, because I think about all the things that he's done for me. And I say thank you. Father God, is in his name. It's in Jesus' name that we pray this morning. Amen. Amen. Everybody give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. We ask now that the officers will come for the purpose of our tithing and offering.
New hope, new joy it brings. Won't you listen to the angels sing? Glory, glory, glory to the newborn King. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, Jesus. So lowly, meek
wicked mouth. New life, new hope, new joy he bring. Won't you listen to the angels sing? Glory, glory, glory to the newborn King. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, Jesus. So holy, meek and mild. New life, new hope, the joy he bring. Won't you listen to the angels sing? Glory, glory, glory to the newborn King. Oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, Jesus. So lowly, meek and mild. New life, new hope, new joy he bring. Won't you listen to the angels sing? Glory, glory, glory to the new.
Father God, we come to you this morning, Master, to say thank you, Master, for these gifts that have been given here today. And we pray, Master, that we use them, Lord God, to edify your kingdom, to lift up your name. For you said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. So we pray, Master, that we do just as you've asked of us, so that you will be blessed. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Let every heart say amen.
One night, as the stars were shining, the angels did sing. In this lowly manger is born our Savior King.
Master, we come to you asking now that you use me, Lord God, to speak unto your people. Lord God, not what I want them to receive, but what you have for them to receive. For there's power in your will and there's power in your word. So we pray, Master, that we remove ourselves in order that you will flow directly from heaven to their ears. We ask now these blessings in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Let every heart say amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5 reads, "Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me." Amen. For a few moments, we'd like to take this subject, love made him do it. Love made him do it. And church family, let me start by saying this. You know, we have set aside time to thank God for the birth of Jesus. And not only do we set aside time to thank God for the birth of Jesus, but we have set aside time to thank God for Jesus being able to carry out his mission while he was here. But one of the things I want us to start considering is to take the opportunity to thank Jesus for the decision. I think I missed some of you because I want us to start looking at this thing a little bit deeper than a baby being wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger. There was a decision that had to be made. And that decision that had to be made was a decision to save us.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
I don't want to knock Christmas because I love Christmas and I love the time, but I want us to start thinking about what a decision he made. Because before he was in that manger and wrapped in those swaddling clothes, and before the three wise men came to see him, and before Mary was chosen as his mother, Jesus made a decision. There was a conversation in heaven, and this conversation involved the complete Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. In this conversation, they talked about some heavy things. They talked about some things in relation to us. God shared with them how he was displeased with man, because with the old covenant, man had not kept the old covenant. The old covenant didn't help man because the old covenant required that there be a blood sacrifice. In that blood sacrifice, there was sacrifice an animal. And that blood sacrifice was to make man realize that he lives a sinful life. And because of your sinful life, there need to be a change. You need to live differently from the way that you're living, so we no longer have to do these sacrifices. But man never got to that understanding. The only thing that happened was man started feeling more guilty about his sins. He didn't change his ways. He continued to do the same old stuff. But he would always make sure he made his sacrifice. And God was sharing with the Godhead his displeasure and man not able to get beyond his sins. And in this conversation, he shared with them that he was ready to destroy man. Huh. I hope y'all go with me today. I don't want to lose you, because I'm going to get a little heavy. God shared his displeasure with man so much so that he was prepared to kill man because of man's evilness. You would think that people who had been delivered from 400 and some years of oppression at the hands of the Egyptians, he delivered them in a way where they didn't have to fight. And not only did he deliver them from them, but he made a way out of no way when he dried the Red Sea so they can go over. And when they got over, he didn't stop his blessings. He continued to bless them. When they were hungry, he would rain manna down from heaven. Now, if I don't have to go to the grocery store to get my food, but I'm still full every day, I think I ought to be, I think I'll start recognizing where my power source comes from if I realize that someone is feeding me from something I'm not even asking for and I don't have to go out to get it. It falls from heaven. You would think someone who has experienced that in their personal life would be able to get beyond their sinfulness. Lord have mercy. But man was so evil, some of them even came up against Moses and said, Moses, who made you righteous? As a matter of fact, Moses, we're tired of you trying to make the camp holy. You don't believe me? Go in Numbers, isn't there? Dathan came to Moses. Him and Korah came to Moses and said, you're trying to make the whole camp holy. And who made you righteous? We're not all trying to live holy. God said, Moses, tell the people to move away from them. He said, because I'm going to show them who I am. And the Bible said that God opened up the earth around their tents only. And the earth consumed them and their whole family. You would think that somebody who saw the hand of God deliver them, prepare a way for them, and then provide for them would be able to change their ways. But we ain't going to just talk about them with the same way today. Some of us have seen God work in our lives. And we tell God, because he worked in our lives, God, I thank you. And I'm never going to do that again. 2 weeks later, we're back doing the same stuff. But God is sharing with the Godhead in this conversation that he's disappointed with man because man is not able to keep his first covenant. He's not able to follow his instructions. And so the Godhead said, listen, the Holy Ghost said, listen, what I will do if we create a new covenant, I'll take myself and I will place it in their heart. And I'll place our thoughts in their minds. But God said, now, if that was to happen, I have to create a new covenant. And if I create a new covenant, there's still yet got to be someone who's going to give blood for their redemption. Because I am God, I'm immutable, which means I do not change. So if I require blood in the old law, I got to require blood in the new law. Because I'm still the same God. And only blood can bring about remission of their sins. But in this new law, there only has to be one. Oh, y'all don't hear me. One sacrifice that can give the blood that I'm looking for to be given. And it has to be pure blood. One that was not born according to the natures of law. Y'all don't hear me. This new covenant has to be different from the old covenant because with this new covenant, it has to take them over into eternity. But whoever it is that's going to be the sacrificial lamb, got to be prepared to die. What a conversation. And our Lord and Savior said these words, prepare for me a body. Y'all should have been shouting. Jesus said, and you can put your name there. For that sister, prepare for me a body. And for that brother, prepare for me a body. Because I'd rather I take on the punishments of their sin than for them to try to, oh, y'all don't. Because they're not strong enough to handle it. They're not powerful enough to handle it. But if you prepare a body for me, I will step off my throne. Lord have mercy. I will come down from my high seat. I will come down from my place of peace, my place of rest, my place of joy. And I will step into pain. I'll step into hurt. I will step into oppression. Jesus said, Father, you no longer want there to be a continuous sacrifice because there's no power in that. But if God, the Holy Spirit, is willing to place himself inside them, God, the Son, is willing to take on the body. I'm willing to take the pain. I'm willing to take the whooping. I'm willing to be born to a woman who's going to be ostracized because they can't believe that she gave a birth when there was no natural touch. In other words, I'm willing to be born into a dysfunctional family. I'm willing to be laid in the manger next to cows, next to hogs. I'm willing to be laid in something that animals eat out of, born into a stable where it stinks. In other words, I'm willing to come down off of all of who I am and get to the lowest of the low so I can include everybody in your body. Oh, somehow to give God some praise in here, because sometimes we think we are worthy. I had some people to tell me today that I deserve some stuff, and it bothered me because I realized I don't deserve nothing. But by the grace of God, somebody ought to be with me today. I don't deserve what I have. I've done nothing to deserve what I have, but thank God he chose me. Thank God he made that decision for me that he would lay down his life so I won't have to take the punishment of my sin. Somebody ought to give God some praise in here. this conversation was a powerful conversation. Can you imagine sitting there, mother, talking to your child and tell your child you want him to die for your other child? And then you're telling your good child to die for your bad child. And then your good child is willing to not even allow you to finish your statement and say, yes, mother, I'll die for him. Although I'm innocent, I'll lay down my life for him. I'll be born into a world that'll hate me, a world that'll spit on me, a world that'll misuse me, a world that'll abuse me, scandalize my name, talk about me, say I'm foolish, say I'm ignorant, say I'm backwards, say I'm not worthy. I'm willing to do that for my brothers and my sister. We all concerned about the baby in the manger. I'm thankful about the decision. I understand why we so wrapped up about the manger, because, you know, we're materialistic. Let's be honest. We like gifts. We like stuff. And we like to receive stuff cheerfully. It's hard to receive something when somebody made a decision to die. But that's what he did. He made a decision to lose his place in heaven. Wow. How many of us are willing to do that? How many of us are willing to step away from all that we work for? Reverend, I've gone to college. I've gotten all these different degrees. I've worked for nothing till I could get to working for where I am today. I done pushed, I done pried, I done stayed up all night, got up early the next morning. And you asked me to give all that up so I can save somebody who don't even care about me. Well, I want to tell you that's what Jesus did. Jesus stepped away from it all. So when you think about Christmas and you're receiving that gift, like the moderator said, if that gift that you don't like, remember that you already got the greatest gift. We shouldn't care about all this materialistic stuff. Folks going broke during the holidays, frustrated, angry, because we have taken such an awesome decision and made it something materialistic, because we don't see the true meaning of what he did. All we want to see is the pretty little baby in the manger versus seeing a powerful, loving God who stepped down from his position so that you can achieve the things that you're achieving, so you can receive the things that you receive, so you can have love, peace, joy, understanding in your life. It's not about the gifts. It's not about the baby in the manger. It's about the decision he made. Give God a hand clap of praise. The doors of the church are now open if there will be one. If you do not know God and free pardon of your sins, the time is now. For surely there shall come a time where God cannot be found. The doors of the church are now open. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise.
Oh, come, let us sing.
Savior God, a hand clap of praise. Amen. And so when you go look up under that tree, don't think about that material stuff. Amen. Think about the decision that he made for you. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come to you today, Lord God, to say thank you once again, for we know that was such a decision to make, one that was filled with a lot of distress, Lord God, filled with a lot of emotion and filled with a lot of heart. For we know such a decision carried a heavy, heavy weight. For someone made a decision to be born into a world where evil was waiting on him. But Master, we thank you for what you have done through his birth. And Master, we pray that he be with us as we leave this place. Master, that he give us strength, the ability to walk like him, to act like him, to talk like him, and to be more like him. For we know that the enemy is waiting to try us. He's waiting to trip us up, Lord God, and perhaps make some of us fall. But if we are able to stand on the word of God, Lord God, we can make it through all of the attempts of the enemy. So as we leave this place, watch over, protect us, and keep us, until we can return again to praise and worship your holy name. Now we ask that all the children of God in the church will sing with us.